This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Remittances, money sent to family members living overseas, are a nearly $500 billion lifeline for many developing countries. But that money, including the cut the money transfer companies take, is particularly precious in times of need. Stan Alcorn reports.
Jackson Heights has a little India and a little Bangladesh. And depending on who you ask, this Costamare travel agency under the train tracks is in little Colombia.
This happens to be the most diverse zip code in the Northeast.
Sal Rizzo works for Dollex, as in Dollar Express, a money transfer company. And their booth in the back of this travel agency is one of many competing for business in the neighborhood.
You know, there's a store next door. There's a store across the street. There's a store there. So if you're charging 10 when everybody else is charging 5 for the same product, you're not going to do business.
But competition isn't the only thing driving down fees. Just 6 blocks away, between 2 Tibetan restaurants, is IME Remit, where Bishnu Adhikari is sending money to his family in Nepal. They're struggling in the aftermath of the massive earthquake of April 25th. It killed more than 8,000 people, including Adhikari's brother-in-law.
I'm here in the United States, so obviously my parents are depending upon me.
He's been scraping together what he can from the 45 hours a week he spends as an Uber driver.
From that, little saving goes to Nepal. Yeah.
Like, how much did you just send this mail?
I send $600 plus $50, $650.
Normally, 5 of those $650 would go to IME, but the company cut its fee for all transfers to Nepal to 0 for the month of May.
I expect that because of the earthquake, the flow of remittances this month will exceed $1 billion.
Dilip Ratha tracks remittances for the World Bank, and he says they spike after disasters, which means when money transfer companies waive those fees, it's one of the most effective forms of post-disaster aid.
If the fee is 4 to 5% on average, then that's about $40 to $50 million. And if that fee is waived, then that would be the amount of money in the hands of poor people who really need the money.
The third largest money transfer company, RIA, waived fees for transfers to Nepal through the end of June. But the largest, Western Union, only waived them through May 14th. And the second largest, MoneyGram, waived them through May 31st, but only for donations to the Red Cross.
Of course, it is unrealistic to expect remittance companies to waive the fees for month after month, but at least for a couple of months, it would be very useful if the fees were waived.
I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.